As I said last night, I seem to have a penchant for close elections. Having been through this process before, I know the importance of making sure every voice is heard and every vote is counted. I believe we will win. Our campaign continues to wait for the results from the local officials. The people of Illinois have cast over 3.6 million votes in this election. And as of right now, the difference is less than one vote per precinct. We must allow the election authorities to do their job and wait for the official results, which are certified then by the State Board of Elections. In addition to the ballots cast in the precincts, there are a number of absentee and military ballots that remain to be counted. We're going to wait to see those votes counted, and again, we believe that we will win. I'd be happy to respond to any questions.
Senator, can you take us through the math a little bit? Exactly, I mean, by our count, you are about 8,300 votes separated from Pat Quinn. Are there enough of those military ballots, some of which may lean toward Pat Quinn because of his own veterans record? So just discuss where you think the numbers are.
Well, our analysis of the numbers is we still believe we will win. The process will take its place. I've been through this a couple times before, as I said. A lot could happen, and we're gonna wait until the ballots are certified by the State Board of Elections. The people of Illinois deserve that. The military ballots certainly deserve to be counted, and that will be our process.
Are we talking thousands, tens of thousands? How many do you think are out?
Again, it's hard to tell, but we're confident that there's enough ballots out there that we can win.
Have you been able to identify exactly where the precincts outstanding are?
Not all of them, but some of them.
You have a rough idea of how many or what percentage are downstate, what percentage are city of Chicago, what percentage are suburbs?
You're too rough of an idea to speculate. I know we're all anxious for this to be over, but it's most important that we allow for the process to take place. And there's certain things that we're not going to be able to answer for you until the State Board of Elections certifies the election.
So give us a sense of your own timeline.
The State Board allows a minimum of 20 days for the local officials to certify, then a minimum of 10 days for them to certify. So realistically, we think we're looking at a 30-day process at a minimum. There is the complication of the military ballots and the federal opinion investigation into that. So that may complicate it further, but we don't know. And I do appreciate, let me just say, Jason and I truly appreciate the support that we've received in this election. And we appreciate the support we receive from all the people of Illinois. And in exchange for that, it's important that we let this process move forward in an organized way and allow all the ballots to be counted. As anxious as we all are, we're going to have to be patient.
Have you started going through the mechanics of what would lead you to ask for a recount?
No, the process here allows for the election to be certified. So, no, we haven't.
Where do you believe the lion's share of these are? I mean, is it going to be up in the Chicago area, downstate?
Again, it's hard for us to tell. I'm not here to tell you that we've analyzed that. We just want to make sure, regardless of where they are, they're given an opportunity to be part of the process and counting. So, and we're going to give the process time to work its way through this. Illinois is the fifth largest state in the nation, 13 million people. 3.6 million ballots were cast. There are a lot of eyes on Illinois, and it's important that we use this opportunity to restore integrity to our state, allow the process to take place.
So from what you're saying, it sounds to me, like you're digging in for the long haul here. You don't expect a quick resolution.
Yeah.
You're thinking weeks before you know for sure rather than days, or am I putting words in your mouth?
Let me just repeat it. The process will take 30 days, we estimate. We believe, based on what we've been given, Jason and I believe we will win. And it's important that we let that process take place. And we're certainly going to respect Governor Quinn. I'm sure he wants the same process to take place.
Senator Brady, we heard the term from you, cautiously optimistic, from both you and supporters last night. Is that where you remain now?
Well, we're optimistic.
Thank you.
Thanks.